Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love!
Y'all, Utrus is like Matt from Love is Blind this season. He played me! I got played! I got played! You gonna play me again?
Pew, pew, pew.
I got played!
Friend, another woman broke my heart!
I got played! You gonna play me again?
I loved Love is Blind so much, and I don't miss any of those people.
I don't know. I sent it to
you
last night.
You sent me. It was good.
I sent it to
y'all,
last
we're
going
to talk about Love is Blind, but this is Happily Ever After. This is reality, guys. We were just on a collab, and they said, hi, welcome to the blah, blah, blah show. And we said, we never tell people what show they're listening to.
No, they had like a practiced intro, and they said things, and the other said things, and it was
really respond, professional. Very.
And I don't know if we could ever remember to do that.
We've written like five different openings and closings, and we do them once, and then we completely.
We used
about
to
that.
Have a little sheet that was laminated,
yeah,
and that got lost like within 6 months.
Got lost, I think, when you moved.
I think I threw it away. Because I will not be tamed by any list.
You're the one that wanted the list.
True. I think that's when I thought this was going to be something that had some type of modicum of professionalism to it. And then I realized it was just talking about dicks.
Not our brand.
Don't just speak in the microphone when you're chewing food. That's gross. I didn't do that. I did not talk
while
I was
eating cookies. You burp into the microphone.
That's not on camera.
Yep. Gary, you have burped on this show.
So have you.
I have not. I have farted.
You just swallowed and it was loud.
I have farted on our show,
on.
But I have never.
We need to move on.
Several times, actually, but I've never burped.
Oh, wow.
I keep it classy.
Wow.
Remember when I farted in your face?
Yeah. I was pretty close never doing the podcast again because I was humiliated, especially on camera. It was, I'm like the straight man for your gay clown, for your fart jokes. We were literally barely above the lowest bar, and then you farted, and we were basically...
With my legs in the air.
Yes.
Wow.
Love is Blind, some of the news that's been out, not really a lot, it's... You know,
they are holding on to that.
The first kind of big social media push was, of course, Zenob's doing everything, posting about having a dress and saying, and kind of people kind of got their fill of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Cole strangely started posting a little more and more. And he posted something last night saying, people are like gold. See the gold in people. Everything is extremely positive. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to argue with a lot of what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a genius way to
market. I think he finally got a publicist or someone.
Yeah.
Because for a while, he was flying blind.
Yeah. And, but she, I don't think she's got a publicist yet.
I think she's fired several.
Yeah. But it's interesting. And I'm like, look at all these comments of people supporting him. And I know, I think if, it's weird, what she thought would happen did not materialize. And he would have been the villain of that show.
All those women from that show.
Yeah.
Because they all kind of came together.
And I think if she had played it just slightly different, she could, with less rancor,
yeah.
He would have been looking like the idiot.
Yeah. She didn't play it well.
Yeah.
I just saw part of Kyle's dick.
What?
Someone said, yeah, he's fucking somebody on his OnlyFans. Someone sent me.
Kyle?
Full on from season two. Full on fucking. You can see Shaft.
Oh, I'm scandalized. Why? No, I don't think he would do that. Is it a girl?
It's a girl. Sorry. Boy, that had no judgment at all. Y'all, if you're watching the intimate portrait,
I went, wait, is it a girl?
And you even went, is it a girl? Y'all, you're sitting right girl? Here getting Poodle's judgment.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
But he had her doggy, so maybe he was imagining it was a man.
It's so weird. I just do not see him being with women at all.
Yeah.
Huh.
It looked like he was into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone from season two is still miserable.
It is.
And so season four is probably going to be out in 2023 in Seattle.
Yeah. It's a good season. I'm excited for season four.
There's a couple announcements.
Yeah.
The big one I think we can announce, we just saw something about it. Is Love in Paradise, y'all, which season two was on our Patreon. It was on Discovery Plus.
Yeah. Oh, we need to record that theme song.
That didn't get done this year.
But you wrote it. We did it at a live show.
Yeah. Just do the live show.
It's not a great recording.
Can we have this meeting later?
Okay, fine.
You know how I love talking about podcast business. While on the show, on the air.
Well, sometimes
that is ridiculous.
Sometimes I have to do it on the air to get you to do it.
Anyway, the show is going to be airing on TLC proper. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get, if you're not on our Patreon, we're going to be releasing those episodes on our free feed.
December 19th.
It was an insane season.
It was a great season, y'all. Like, if you're watching anything 90 Day, the best versions of 90 Day that we've seen this year so far have been The Single Life and Love in Paradise.
Yeah.
Now, I will say I'm pissed because they're putting out the first episode and they're calling it Sneak Peek. But on Discovery Plus,
it's called The Trouble with Two Tops.
They better not usurp this gay storyline that was very prominent of two gay men who like to top. Who's going to get fucked? This was the storyline. Y'all, this was the main storyline for the gay couple.
Poodle Who's said, gonna get fucked?
Gay rights, as you said.
It was gay rights.
It was gay rights.
And if they decide not to give the title The Trouble with Two Tops, they are pushing us back in the closet.
They're pushing us back in the closet. Discovery Plus is homophobic if they do that.
Or TLC.
TLC is
not Discovery
homophobic.
Plus.
Yeah, Discovery.
Write your congressman.
Discovery Plus is real gay. Real gay. So
anyway,
yeah. So they're gonna
demand the title, The Trouble with Two Tops.
Demand it. It looks like so. Two episodes are gonna air at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, back to back. So we will drop our episodes two at a time as well.
And if you did not watch, you have to for favorites like Amber and Daniel,
Amber and Daniel,
who we met and hung out with at our Tampa Live show.
Yes.
And went to a gay bar.
And Ashton.
With Ashton, who lost, I lost my phone.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yo, I lost my phone.
And it's like, when you're in, Ashton is the kind of gay who will get handsy with you and will grab your hand and take you through.
He just led you all around. He's like, come with me. And you were
talking to Amber the whole time. Which was
I talked to Amber. Amber got so drunk. I was a little tipsy too. But
me and Ashton just went all around that gay bar.
I talked to Amber, and I talked to Amber's sister, who was lovely.
She was lovely.
She was wonderful. And Daniel.
And Daniel.
And Daniel's just having fun, y'all. Yeah. But they very much
But
Ashton
just took me into a bar where there was drag queens and go-go boys.
It's true. Wasn't it called Phillips?
Yeah, and then he lost his phone.
He lost his phone.
And he knew everyone there.
And when he lost his phone, he like started just sobbing. I was like, I was like, well.
I'm like,
and
it's
said,
okay.
Oh my God, do you have your wallet? He's like, yeah, that's fine. But my phone.
I'm like, it's okay, honey. He's like, you're saying that, but it was something else.
It was something. What? What?
He would talk to me and his eyes would go, oh my God, it's so good to see you.
They made me miss being young a little bit. You also glad I'm not.
I'm glad I'm not young
but
anymore.
There was a little bit of.
I'm glad I'm not in my 20s.
Oh, wow. You forgot that when you're that young, every day is a new adventure. Every day is a novel from Lord of the Rings. And you're also really broke.
Yeah, and you get a lot of STDs.
Your words. I'm trying to remember all because, oh, y'all, there is not only is there.
There's Gabby and Abby, the girl couple who is with Frankie.
Frankie and Gabby and Abby, I called them.
Mother-daughter.
Mother-daughter. I forgot what I called them, but I still think that they're.
Mama Con and Baby Con.
Which one was the mom or the older one? Abby?
Gabby. Or Abby. I can't remember.
I think Abby is the older one.
Yeah.
But they, y'all, they're very...
Oh, Gabby, no, Gabby was kind of a sea witch.
Gabby is a sea witch, and everything was very dramatic
right.
The way she said.
And they were a female couple, and they invited Frankie in.
Frankie, yeah. It's this guy from Kentucky, I believe. Don't forget, there's Danielle and Johan.
Oh, wow. I forgot. Boy. Some of the worst decisions made by Danielle.
Y'all, that she, there's an episode where her friends are literally looking at her like her head is about to spin and turn around and fire. She's so crazy.
She practices that.
Also, she talks about, I wonder if they're going to take this out of TLC. She talks about Johan's big fucking dick.
The size of her arm.
She says his dick is the size of her arm. They better not cut that out or homophobia.
And like we just recently heard, it basically could knock her uterus out of her body.
She said that. Yes.
No, someone else said that recently.
Oh, it was Ty. Something. Yeah. Ty said that. We also have, who else do we have in that season?
We had Sherlon and Ariana.
Sherlon and Ariana. And
y'all, you pretty much know how that goes. I don't have to paint it for you. It is.
Just as sad as you remembered.
Yeah. And Ariana's mom is back with her hair.
We have and Carla. It's Carla. The gay couple's Carlos
and Valentine
and DeJuan Valentine, but he goes by Valentine.
Yes,
he's also a very popular musical star. We get to hear his first song in the first episode.
All the way,
she looking so sweet,
all the way down to her ass cheeks.
That's the lyric, y'all.
Yeah. And they are, it is all about them being two tops.
Yes.
And how they do other things and how they might want to get into polyamory.
Yes.
And I'm still not sure if Valentine knows exactly what polyamory is for
them. I don't think he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
They want to fuck other people. That's what
they
wants.
They do. They want to fuck other people. I think that's all the couples we got. If not.
It is. A delight.
It's a delight.
I think over 4 weeks, they're going to burn off 8 episodes.
There's how many episodes? I'll tell you.
Or maybe
10 now. There are technically 9, but one wasn't, the last episode was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So
they'll burn off 5 weeks. So you can watch an entire season of Love in Paradise in 5 weeks.
And if you're on Discovery Plus, you can watch it all now. Or if you're on Reality Gaze Plus, and you joined maybe for Love is Blind and you're still hanging around, it's all available on our Patreon and podcast.
You won't be disappointed.
It's very, very good.
It's good.
Season 2, everybody. Not season 1. Season 1 is great, too, but this is season 2.
That's just some big news. We just saw a thing about it.
Well,
Amber.
You know, we are newsbreakers.
Yeah,
that,
we
that's
are.
That's what we're news. That's we're newsbreakers.
Y'all, let's get into this episode. This is Battlefield, episode 15, Battlefield Part 2, starting with Bilal and Shida, and we are on the helicopter ride to hell.
Helicopter ride to hell. I do want to say this. I just got a text. We're going to talk. Jake and I are going to talk about it, but we are speaking to
news.
We're going to have big news at the top of after we come back from a commercial, y'all. So you want to stay tuned for that.
And we've got a Poodle's Broadway Corner this episode.
A big, big. I'll do the news first so you don't have to sit through the Broadway corner if you don't want to. Although I sometimes like them. But anyway, yeah. Bilal and Shida. Okay, did you think he was going to punk her and pretend the helicopter is going to crash into a building?
And they would both have to jump out, but instead of parachutes, hers would have silverware in it. Like the old
cling, cling,
cartoons.
Cling, cling, cling. Yeah, bum, 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 bum. And he's like, ha, ha, it's so funny.
Gotcha. either that, or I feel like he was going to tell her something else.
Yes,
when he was in the helicopter, like, guess what? I got a vasectomy. Now, none of this seemed to be the case.
No,
and it seems like the vasectomy idea that I still was pushing for that may not come to pass.
Out the
because
window.
We find out Bilal has been religiously using condoms when having sex with Shida. So, y'all, Bilal is completely in control of when they will have. Now, can you still get pregnant wearing condom use? Yes.
Get what?
Pregnant. Pregnant!
Thank you.
But it is like we're talking 95% almost non. I think it's 90 maybe.
If you get pregnant using a condom, Judy Garland wanted you to have that baby.
I want you to have a baby.
But if you don't want that baby, that's your body, your choice.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But he's using this because it's Bilal. He's saying things like, see, these are things we can do without kids.
Who knows what we could do? Who knows? We're not going to be able, because, you know, we're going to take a helicopter ride every weekend.
Because these are the things we could do. He's like, I'm trying to get her to see that these are the great things. Again, y'all, we know they're in New York because that's when the tell-all was
filmed.
That's
a sissy figured that out. Not.
It's not their vacation.
It's not their vacation. And also, it's not. And you know why? Because I bet he's too cheap.
I don't think he does anything. I don't think Bilal is someone who has any joy in life.
I agree with that. I think it seems like Bilal has so much anger and rage about something, and he doesn't let it out. And it's like Brene Brown says, emotions is pendulum. So if we try to avoid our quote negative emotions, we're actually then going to dampen our joy as well.
Yeah. I just think he's one of those people to be avoided in life. If you have a Bilal in your life,
I get it.
Avoid them. You can't even. But it's like you don't even want to. This is something where you don't even want to engage. The safest you can be is avoiding them, not getting into any issues.
I
with
agree.
Them.
I agree.
You know? So y'all, he's basically saying.
Have you been in a helicopter ride?
I have been in a helicopter. Oh. It's lovely.
I only did it once, but
it's quite loud.
It is loud. I was blindfolded, so I couldn't see, but I was just in a helicopter.
Was this for a game show?
It was for a game show, actually.
Yeah. I thought so. I was going to say, in what other circumstance would you be?
Yeah, it was in Long Beach. They flew us there, and it was so loud. We had to crawl in the helicopter, and then they blindfolded us in the helicopter, and then we flew on top. And then I had to get out of the helicopter, and then they took the blindfold all of us. And then
why'd you have to be blindfolded?
It was this show, game show called The Great Escape.
I know, but why did you have to be blindfolded?
Because they wanted to. Because we didn't know what we were going to be escaping from. We had no idea. And this one was like Die Hard. We were at the top of a skyscraper and we had it to
why couldn't they have put the blindfold on you when you were in the helicopter?
They did. They put us on like right when we got in the helicopter.
Okay, that's different. I thought they were like halfway through.
And No. Right when we got in the helicopter, before it took off, they put the blindfold on.
How'd you do on that game show?
We did really, really, really well.
Did you win?
Until we got to the laser field, like an entrapment. And imagine two pudgy gay guys who are not athletic trying to get past the freaking lasers. We find the whole point of the game. It was with, what's his name? He was on
Again, I'll never play Pyramid with you.
He's on American Ninja Warrior, white guy, muscle guy, kind of had a square head and like a flat top, but he was like the guard, and every time like we would get hit later, he would go, blue team, stop! And he would stop us, and we'd have to go all the way down. We'd have to go all the way down the stairs and start all over again. We were so sore the next day. We had to do it like 10 times. And finally, the rule people changed the rules and said, we're not going to make you go down the stairs. We're just going to make you wait 5 minutes because
the
cameraman pulled his Achilles heel following us down the stairs. You think I'm kidding? He's not. He fucking tore his Achilles tendon because we fucking. But anyway.
I hope he got good insurance.
We were doing really well until then. And then this this bitchy couple, this guy and this woman, green team ended up winning. And they were terrible.
But they beat you.
They were, but they were terrible people. They were terrible. Like
if you win, who cares if you win?
The shitty people came in first that
day.
Who
cares if you win?
The red team was two women who are twins. We're still friends with them because we hated the green team.
But they won.
Yeah. But you know what? I listen to Taylor Swift and I believe in karma. What do you think about that?
Karma is a bitch. Yeah.
Anyway, it was with host Tom Papa.
Oh, yeah, comedian.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Or was he on? Was that the guy from Boom? I don't remember. I think Tom Papa was Boom. I don't remember who the host was.
We need to move on.
It was called The Great Escape. It was on TNT.
I can't walk through your game show appearances.
I've been on like five of them, y'all, so I don't remember.
So they're basically talking.
I should take a helicopter ride, though, like where I can see out the window. That would be nice. You want to do that with me?
No. Okay. I have to see you. I have to see you in person enough.
I love you, too.
So he basically says, or Shida says, you're doing everything, but you were ignoring the most important thing in life. I want a hard date when I'm going to be pregnant by. I don't know if this is something Bilal can say, but the problem is what she's really telling him is, I want us to make a decision to have a baby.
Yes. And Bilal,
and he's like, feel like I'm not being appreciated.
You're not being appreciated. Because she says, it's the one thing I want. And he's like, but I think I do a lot for you. And I want her to understand where I come. And he said, I think my feelings are being pushed aside. And I went, unless there's something we're not seeing in the edit, you push her feelings aside.
Your feelings.
Your ex-wife pushes her feelings aside. Yeah. Who I bet his ex-wife doesn't want to be on the show anymore.
Probably not.
She went absent very quickly, didn't she?
And Bilal's like, I've been very consistent, and you're the one who's been changing every single day. Y'all,
not from what we're seeing.
Y'all, this is, and the way he says it, he has practiced this very calm manner where it sounds like she calls him professor or teacher because he's kind of got this sing-songy way of talking about things that makes it sound like he knows what he's talking about. And it is just the most vile lies. And
gaslighting. He is the biggest gaslighter.
It's impressive.
It's impressive how much he does it.
And he basically says, and then Shida, she's finally pushing back. She says, "You have disregarded the results of the fertility test we took. You have completely ignored those."
She said things, because he said, "I put it in writing." But she said, "That was before we got the fertility quest. So that's changed things." And he said, like, "It's like an ultimatum.
She's throwing an ultimatum at him.
It seems like my love's not 100% for you." Barf. What did he say? Ugh.
And then she finally says, "Y'all, thank goodness. I think Utris helped." And she's like, "I won't allow you to distract me again. And if this happens, it will break our relationship." And Bilal finishes it with saying, "Way to ruin a moment."
What a ruin a moment. Because marriage is about love and family and pranking. Look, it's a tiger. Run. Run, Shida, run. Isn't this funny?
There's a zombie. It's an outbreak.
Whoa. God.
Jay Bird, I heard there's a zombie outbreak coming.
I'll be right there.
Muffin and I are going to get
you. Muffin's ready. I got a special collar on. Let me move all these bags. Oh, there's a little bit of that cookie left.
I've stocked up on Diet Coke and we're good. I really need to write that spec script.
You do.
About my mother. You really do. Apocalypse.
You really do. I think it would do well.
It would only need to be.
It like would at least play on Paramount Plus.
8 minute short.
Oh, everything plays on Paramount Plus.
People would buy it.
I think so too.
I still envision Jean Smart as my mother.
Oh.
Although I think she's almost too glamorous now in like Hacks.
I imagine more Beth Grant. But
yes.
Yeah, that's. There's somebody. You know who else would do well as your mother? It'd be a different take. I could see kind of her character from Young Sheldon. I could see Annie Potts going back to a designing woman.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that.
I think whoever needs to have an edge. She needs to have an edge.
Holly Hunter? She's too young.
Yeah.
This is a good conundrum. Who could play Mother Poodle in a...
Glenn Close. That's it. There's no other answers. Glenn Close. Come on. Remember when she was in like Hillbilly Elegy? She had those glasses on.
Yeah.
And my mother doesn't look like that.
No.
But like,
your mother's beautiful, actually.
Glenn Close. Glenn Close, I'll be reaching out to you with your people for you to do a short. We're gonna need you to. You won't be getting paid.
Who's playing you? Someone who looks like you then? Are you gonna?
Theo James.
White Lotus is that good, is it?
Yeah, Theo James.
I still need
White
to
Lotus.
See his dick in that.
Actually, it'll probably be Shailene Woodley playing me. With a shorter haircut.
With our divergent cut.
Yeah.
Come on,
Shailene.
I'll be played by Nina West in drag.
Yes, you will. But as a man.
As a man. Yeah. Doing drag, but as a man.
Right. You'll still be male.
I haven't seen We're Here yet. I want to. I love that. But the new season just dropped.
I haven't watched either.
Yeah.
That's it's exciting. Enjoyable. Anyway, after the ultimatum,
let's get to the most dramatic scene. Y'all, Utris is back.
They're meeting Utris in Central Park she leaves.
Bilal quickly is like, "I'm gonna let y'all to it," because he didn't say this, because I remember you hate me. But because she's going home, and they sit down, and she's shot. It's like, "I took your advice.
I disarmed him.
He couldn't give me an answer." And she says, "You know, well, you've got to do this." And she said, "But when I was talking to him," she's like, "Girlio," she said, "a friend or whatever." She said, "He said that, you know, if you happen to get pregnant, he'd be happy.
So maybe praise
be
to God.
Stop taking your pills."
She's like, and then y'all, there was a moment where she's like, I'm no birth control. He uses condoms. And she went, and Utris went, "Oh my God, I've been played."
She says, she actually said, "This is evil, Shida." She used that word. "This is evil, Shida."
Yeah.
"He played me he's playing you. And she said, hun, I hope she heard this. She said, hun, he does not want to have a child at all costs.
Which we said, as soon as she started talking about children.
He does not want a
child.
He's
lying to you. He is lying to you.
Full on lying to you.
Anyway, he basically says she's going to give the 9-month deadline. And he said he needs to see that you can survive without him. And
without you,
the steak grows,
the babies come.
So y'all, and then he says, she says, is it marriage? If you could stay married or have a baby, what would you, she goes, it would be a baby for me.
A baby.
And again,
boy, he's going to feel like such a sad blah when he watches that on the tell all.
Oh yeah.
He'll go like,
part of me goes, how much of this is amped up? Maybe it's not. I don't know.
I don't think. Uterus is like, she needs to toughen up and not waver. And she looks at her and she's like, hun, stick to the,
stick to the plan.
Did you get goosebumps when she said this to her? When she said, stick to the 9 months, watch him, observe him. It literally felt like she.
Well, I think Uterus knows what a dangerous person this is.
I think she does.
Shida doesn't.
She has no idea. Again,
because,
she's still defending. She's saying, when you say hurtful things about my husband, she just posted this on social media.
You hurt me.
You hurt me. No, honey, we don't hurt you.
The thing about it is, it's just, I can't see how anyone can read all these horrible things about someone you're with and can still say, I think I just stopped posting. I think I'd stop reading because there's not a lot of Bilal lovers on the internet.
I mean, people, we're not as famous as them. We're not even close. But people like us, and we don't even read what people write about us, good or bad. Like, I think that's just a good rule.
Yeah.
Just don't read what people write about you, period. Because it just, it's just not good to do. But especially, if I was getting drugged through the mud, like, why would you read anything when you know?
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, I don't think Ed goes on and reads what's talked about him.
He does, but he doesn't penetrate because it's all, he will have an answer for everything.
God, they've made this season so Liz-focused, and I can't stand her either. I'm so glad we don't cover them.
And she looks like she's actually getting sicker and sicker and sicker as the season progresses. She looks unhealthy. I don't watch it, but every time when I'm fast forwarding, she looks unhealthy. Yeah.
Oh.
That's what Ed'll do to you.
Yeah, that's what Ed'll do to you.
Yep, seriously.
Y'all, we're going to go break, but when we come back, we're going to have some breaking news and
Boodles Broadway Gala!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens.
It's a reality game. News of y'all.
Hi.
It just broke on Scream It. There are rumors.
Rumors!
We'll say it at the same time. That Veronica of the single life of Veronica and Tim is
dating Jamal.
I said it first.
No, I said it first.
Jamal.
Kimbali's son.
Whoa. Whoa. I did not expect this.
Now,
my own son.
Of course, we texted Veronica.
We're friends with Veronica.
She just sent us a little smiley face.
She won't tell us. I literally said in all caps, please, please, please tell me.
If we find anything out.
She didn't tell us anything.
We will tell you.
But it is on Screen Rant. There are rumors. Y'all can Google if you Google. Honestly, I started to type Veronica, and the first Google search was Veronica and Jamal 90 Days. So.
Okay. We're out ahead of this.
Someone.
For the first time ever.
Like. No, Screen Rant had it before. We're not ahead of anyone. We're still behind.
Never mind.
But Veronica, like Jake and I,
is a dick pic.
Has gone viral. And she is a dick pic.
They found stuff in my blood they've never found anywhere else.
Y'all, we probably won't talk, but you bet. If that woman was with Jamal, we need details.
All the tea.
Pictures included.
Yeah.
All of it.
Artist renderings?
Yes. Yes. Please.
Please. Please. Please. Please.
Can you imagine having Kimbali?
No.
For your mother-in-law?
No. She'd be a nightmare. She's always going
She will always be in your business.
Yeah.
Terrible.
If it is real, it's going nowhere. Kimbali will always run off every woman.
If it's real, Veronica, hope you have fun.
Yeah.
Hope you have fun.
Veronica needs someone with a little more heft in their character.
He's
a little too, that's the thing. He's a little too drifting in the wind.
Who does she need?
In the Nida universe?
No, just like a...
Oh.
I could see her with like...
She needs like a Josh Brolin type.
You know, I was just going to say like a guy with a statue who kind of used to play football or something like that. Josh Brolin, that's a good one.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, I could see that.
Get you a Josh Brolin,
Is Josh
Veronica.
Brolin single?
I think he's married to somebody. Is he married to Diane Lane? Am I making that up?
Or is she...
Siri, who's Josh Brolin married to?
Oh, God.
Siri told me to buck up. Hey, Siri, who's Josh Brolin married
Riveting.
To? I won't have that.
You know, she...
Diane Lane, I guessed it!
No, I saw her once at the Century City Mall. She is gorgeous.
I would imagine.
I could see her with a Kevin Bacon type, too, but more of the...
Yeah. Yeah.
He was really funny in the Guardians. Y'all, this is not a big corner, but this is just an aside. The Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special is really fun and really entertaining.
Is it?
Kevin Bacon's in it. The whole premise of the show is they want to cheer up Chris, what's his name's character?
Pratt,
that's it. They want to cheer
Again,
up.
Again, Chris Pratt, not a what's his name. Clarifying that. Really like him, but not a what's his name.
They want to cheer up Chris Pratt, and so they realize he always talks about how he loves Kevin Bacon movies, so they go to Earth and steal Kevin Bacon for him as a Christmas present, and it actually is Kevin Bacon who plays along with the whole thing. It's very funny. It's very tongue-in-cheek and kind of a little what a Christmas special should be. I enjoyed it. It's 45 minutes of fun.
I think I'd rather watch Mickey's Christmas Carol.
That's fine.
For the 1100th time.
That's fine.
Different strokes.
For different bitches.
I like the Star Wars Christmas special. The really old one with
the terrible
B.
one.
Arthur. Yes. I only like either terrible ones or super nostalgic
like
ones.
Like the what's his name Halloween special?
Paul Lynde Halloween special.
Yeah.
Which is required viewing in my household.
I don't know if I've ever watched it all the way.
I have it on DVD.
Wow. Do you have that along with Madam's Easter extravaganza?
I wish.
Does Madam ever have a special?
She should have.
She should.
She should have been given so much.
Watching,
it is an injustice,
y'all,
what Madam was denied.
Madam the Puppet and B. Arthur wisecrack one another. It hits at the core of what...
That's who I am.
It is
That's
who you
who
are.
I am.
You really are, yeah. Madam the Puppet. Puppet personified.
Shall we? Oh, it's time for another.
Oh, I thought we were gonna forget.
This is gonna be a short one. It's just because I need to say it.
They're never short.
It. How dare you? It's time for Poodle Broadway Corner. Okay, y'all. It's a short corner this week, but it's an interesting piece of news which I haven't seen in a really long time.
Okay.
Anything like this? We announced it's been announced that Phantom of the Opera was closing.
We closed it. Remember, we brought up, everyone said it was our fault. We were blamed.
Because the show's been running for, I want to say, almost 30 years at this point. And it's still a show. What are you doing?
I'm just swishing water in my mouth. It feels good.
It's extremely distracting. When I'm talking, can you look at me?
I am. I'm listening. I was looking at you while I was swishing water.
I sometimes tell students or something. I'm like, I'm one of those people that I just need to, when you're looking at me or talking to you, that it's just helpful if you look at me.
I was looking at you. I was swishing water.
But you were doing things like a clown. Let me just finish this. Please. Please.
Please.
Please. Phantom of the Opera announced it was closing, mostly due to a refurbishment of the Majestic Theater, where it's been for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But also because they were just like, finally, like, we're tired, you know, and it still does well. They announced that, and then people started showing up in droves. They announced the closing date that was February 18th, and... Now, the new closing date is they extended their closing date after 30 years.
Because of money.
People buying tickets. And now they're extending until April. I would not be surprised if they extended again.
I don't.
So if y'all want to go see Phantom of the Opera, now's the time.
But it's not your last chance. Because
probably
going to get extended.
And then they're going to do a Phantom of the Opera bus and truck tour with a holographic chandelier.
Boy, that is hard to transport that thing.
Yeah, it'd never be able to tour. That's why it needs to be in that theater.
I saw it on tour, but...
No.
Yeah, the first show I ever saw was in Phantom of the Opera Tours. It'll come to L.A. It was in Dallas.
That show toured?
Yeah, it tours. It's been
with the chandelier dropping and everything?
It's been to the Pantages here in Los Angeles several
times. I guess so.
The chandelier, it like folds in on itself.
Oh, okay.
So the tours, yeah.
Okay. Because I think that's one of the special things about the show is the theater can actually be built for it.
They put that giant fucking face in Wicked, and that tours.
That's true.
They probably just take it apart.
Anyway,
what
regardless,
do you think they just walk around?
Regardless,
there's a guy in a semi truck that says, "Gerald, what do you do for a living?" I drive around the chandelier, just the chandelier for the Phantom show.
Thank you for ruining that for me. Regardless, they are extending now, and it's just one of the craziest fucking things to extend a show that has been running for almost 30 years.
I would almost go see it now.
I just for the sheer lunacy of it all.
To say you saw that show at the Majestic where it played. I mean,
I saw it in London, so I've never seen it in Broadway.
I've seen it, I think, just in Dallas. It's part of Herstory.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of Herstory.
Christine dying.
I still love it. It's still the first thing I fell in love with.
That
was a great film
watch
of it.
Chat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all, anyway, let's get to more of the show.
Jovi.
Now, the news that I promised you.
Yes.
Someone sent this to us.
Got to move the bag out of timey's way.
They saw pictures either on their Instagram or someone took pictures of them later on in Antalya, Turkey.
Ah.
After they had been in Prague and then Germany, and then later on they were in Antalya. So, it seems that this was a vacation. That they were going to go ahead and do that thing where they were going to go. So if they were going to Turkey after, there was no staying.
I mean, unless they were planning on going to Turkey after and then she wanted to come back. But that does seem, you want to go to Europe, to quote, as Diara said many times, Jovi, this is not vacation. We're going to...
I want to stay here and help.
If you're making a plot point that you want to stay there and help people and you actually aren't helping people.
You're going to a fabulous destination in Turkey. Then you're going to come back and help people.
That's pretty gross.
It seems tone deaf.
That's pretty gross.
But so, y'all, it's all signs are kind of pointing towards Fraudacity for this. Now, what's not Fraudacity is going to see Yara's mother. Probably her saying she wishes she could spend more time there. Mm-hmm. What's Fraudacity, it seems, is Yara wanting to stay then. Like, as we say, y'all, they don't completely invent storylines. They just stretch and massage.
Yeah.
So that's Fraudacity. It's where they have the audacity to fraud us just enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not completely a lie. That's why, it's why since they left the country, I'm kind of like, I thought it was really compelling at the beginning with Mama Jovi, and, you know, but now that they're in Prague, I've had it a harder time to pay attention.
It's just pretty to look at. You know, it's not great when I'm starting, as you were talking, I was thinking, I wonder what Ella's doing. I wouldn't mind seeing her again on 90 Day Fiancé.
She was awful.
But I wouldn't mind seeing her just crying into the camera going, yeah, honey.
With the camera set situated right here on uh-huh. her stomach.
Uh-huh.
Just staring down at it.
Oh, love it. Hey, yeah. And her doing...
And just her fetishizing her Asian prince.
I kind of missed that a little bit. Because you know why?
She was awful.
That wasn't fraud, though. That was real.
No, that was real.
That was all real. Her mother having those ranch conversations, that was all real.
No, that was all real.
I'd rather have that than this.
Toe is harder to fake.
It is.
Toe is much harder to fake.
It is.
You can fake 90 Day Fiancé a little easier. And you can definitely fake Hey.
Yeah.
I think... Toe is pretty hard. But anyway. So all y'all, right. we're here in beer waltzing. Jovi is sulking. And Joe's like, well, her mom and Karina, her friend Karina, are just like putting these thoughts in her head. And, you know, Yara definitely does not want to. She needs to come back. I think we need to have another baby. What do you think about having another baby, Yara?
This is what I love, is that whether it was fraud or not, that Yara... completely sees the bullshit behind it.
Oh, yeah, she
says
does.
What we said last.
She's not stupid.
She was like, Jovi. And she says, basically,
you just want to control me.
You just want to control me because you know if I have another baby, I'll be stuck in the U.S. and I won't be able to travel. No, it's not at all.
I don't want to be an old dad.
You're fucking 25 years old. You're not going to be an old dad.
I think he's a little older than that. But they're not much older than that.
He's all where town are they in again?
Garmisch.
But this place is so fucking beautiful, and they're walking around, and Jovi's just
German ski areas are ridiculous.
I know, but he's just like
No, it's interesting. He says, "Well, you know, I feel like my opinion doesn't even matter anymore," and you forget, y'all. Remember that a lot of boys in the South are completely and thoroughly spoiled. They're going to be spoiled, and they're taught that way. Then they become, in their relationships, they're spoiled. And as soon as someone thinks isn't humoring him completely, everything is topsy-turvy. So regardless if there's Fraudacity, who Jovi is pretty apparent to the camera.
Well, and Yara comes at him, she's like, I've lived my whole life for you. I moved to be with you. I'm living in a place that I hate for you.
But don't forget, she's kind of singing it in a sing-song voice because Mila's right there.
And she even says, I'm trying not to be too serious because I don't want to do this in front of Mila.
No, it's kind of like, well, and Jovi, you've never really taken responsibility for anything. Jovi. And sometimes I wonder if I just want to fall asleep and never get up.
Good for this is the first time that we, I think, have ever seen someone not try to like scream at each other in front of their kid. Like, have we ever seen Libby and Andre say not in front of our daughter?
No. It's like, fuck.
No. Fuck.
They're the worst.
Eat your sandwich.
They're the worst. But
you know that that Libby's and Andre's daughter, Emma, right? What's her daughter's name?
Ellie.
Ellie. You know Ellie looks at other kids in daycare and says, fuck off.
Especially with that Andre glare.
Yeah.
That kind of forehead and that.
Y'all know some of your, come and ask if your kids go to daycare and say, eat shit. I know y'all got them.
Fucking mental case.
They weren't on this episode.
They were not. So y'all, later on, her and Karina are in at the spa day, and they're swimming in this gorgeous places. And while Jovi and Rapeface are just having beers.
He's like, I don't get it, man. You did the marriage deed. You did the thing. Like, and now she just can't be a good little woman.
This is just the He-Man Woman Haters Club meeting. And it's the thing is, it is.
I just miss when he said.
You're not the old Jovi.
I wish we could just. Go out. What did he say? I wish we could just go out. Miss times we could go out and ball out all the time. And I went, that stops once you have a child.
Or you get married.
Oh. Well, some couples get married and they party together and go rave. But once you have a child, you don't go out partying all the time anymore.
No, this is.
It's a once a year event.
What's interesting is.
If that.
The juxtaposition of these two, when Jovi's talking to Talmadge and she's talking to Karina, Yara's talking to Karina, and they're basically saying, and this is when it got more and more different. After I saw what I heard, I wrote down, Jovi's a terrible actor. That's why he's like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I think Yara is completely influenced by her mother and her friend for Karina.
I'm sorry. What is that again, Rachel? Jovi, the line is.
But I'm saying the thing about it is there's not a lot of present emotion in it.
No.
That tells you that.
He kind of talks that way, though, too.
He kind of does. Like, sing-songy like this.
He kind of always talks like that. Yeah. He doesn't really put a lot of his emotions in. So I'm agreeing with you, but saying also the way he speaks is
when he does, he acts out. It is usually pointed and mean,
or it's hurt.
Yeah,
he'll get hurt, sad.
Yeah, but everything else is kind of like around it. Because Yara is getting really listening to your mom and Karina. Anyway, the only thing you need to know is they're fine. They're here for a paycheck.
They're here.
And a beautiful vacation, it looks like. It's Meet the Parents, the Indian style.
Did you miss me last week? Did you miss me? Miss me? Smell. We weren't on. People thought I flew the coop, but I'm here.
Yo, we are.
Does a chicken eat chicken at dinner?
It does seem cannibalistic. Yeah.
It does, yeah.
We are at dinner. Christina, Jen, and Jenny, her wife, and Sumit are all there to meet Sumit's family. Sumit looks like he's about to shit a brick.
He does. This is not fraudacity.
No.
Ironically,
no.
We think this is fraudacity because this has gone on for years. But no, y'all. This is actually still happening. Sumit still believes in some. I don't know if it's David and Goliath. I don't know what fucking fable he read, but he believes that he can convince his parents.
I don't know if he even believes he can. He knows he has to keep trying because he's painted into a corner. But at this point, he somehow loves Jenny, and it's the relationship that he thinks he's happy to have gotten. in a weird way, but he's trying to do this magical feat of balancing and spinning all the plates. And he thinks if he has to keep trying that someday someone will recognize how hard he's trying, but it's never going to work. But I think he believes he has to, because this is a, his mother and his family have withheld love from him for so long. It's the only thing he can do to keep going.
Yeah.
It's actually quite sad, even though I hate Sumit and I think he's a piece of shit. It makes me feel empathy for him when I see how his mother and father have withheld love from him.
They have. He's a sensitive guy and was always punished for that, yeah. I bet. And we talked about it before, but, you know, we've been talking about Indian culture and stuff like that. It really is.
I had some thoughts about this.
It's not going to
change. And it's not going to change.
That's really... No, sorry. I'm just taking in what you said. That's really true. Like, they really have... I mean, I don't like him either, but... Submit at the end of the day, he just wants to be loved.
Just but, like Jenny.
But at the same time, he wants to be loved on his terms only.
Yes.
And that's a bit where a bit of his, and now I know this seems, and that you would say, but he wants to be loved for his wife. That's a normal thing. But no, it's on his terms, and his terms are very much outside of the boundary of norms. So therefore,
For his culture. And I want to talk about that. I'll wait until we talk about it. But so y'all, dad, brother, and sister-in-law Sumit show up.
I like this. Sister Sumit, oh, your time has come.
And motor in. Where's your mother now?
Laid an egg.
Wow, that's a really hurtful sound. So no Sadhna, no Mama
I wish
Sumit.
I could sing like that.
No Mama Sumit.
No Mama Sumit. No Aunt Sadhna.
And y'all.
And Sumit's like, I'm really upset that my mom isn't here.
This is the best.
I don't know what's going on.
They say, "Where's mom? She's not well.
She's not well.
She's taken to her bed over your marriage.
She's
well played, play. Queen.
She's very set back. Very set back."
And basically she says, y'all, so they're saying, this is, God, Mama Sumit is a fucking pro.
Oh.
Y'all,
I want to go up
against this woman.
If Mama Sumit was a zombie, she's probably the only zombie that could take Mother Poodle out.
Who could take out Mother Poodle.
Yeah.
She'd probably insult her, and because one would say, I'm sorry, no, I drank the last Diet Coke. I'll give it to you. And then she'd bite her hand.
And she'd say, gave my last Diet Coke to my child because I'm a better mother than you. And she would go, gawk, you are, take me now, just eat me. Muffet, it's on you.
Anyway, Robot Muffin. Because Muffin's had so many things eaten, they have to chop off her leg.
It's true.
The zombie gets her.
We can't do a picture of your mother because we don't want to.
No, I don't want to show
that. Now that we've given her the role of Glenn
Close. It's Glenn Close.
I wish someone, can someone make like, I'm imagining her as like your mom, 1 foot. Like stepping up on like a pile of rock or just dead zombies with in the distance, the sun's going, you know, the little robot dog.
Or just take Carol from The Walking Dead and put Glenn Close's head on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Glenn Close or really Glenn Close. And then if you could, you just want to, Mother Poodle has a beautiful shoulder length silver bob.
She does. She has a silver bob.
Silver. Our moms actually kind of have the same hair now.
And then if you could give her possibly some type of cyborg eye patch.
That would be great. Like, yeah. Like, yes, like cyborg.
Yeah, something where she could see zombies for 3 miles.
And
it
wasn't because the zombie got her. It's because she took out her eye to save Jake or his brother, but they still died. Still died.
I feel like I am in this world. I am somewhere and she's looking for me.
No, you're dead. You fucked a hot zombie. So it's probably your brother.
You're right.
Or you know what? If they did this movie, it's going to be a child, so it's going to be one of your nephews or nieces.
It should be.
It's probably going to be probably your niece. Then it's a girl finding a grandmother. Then we can sell that better to Netflix.
That's true. Yeah.
Wow, I just sold that story out.
I hear you. So y'all, they're basically saying things like Christina's like, it's really nice to meet you. And we're trying to let you know this is Christina's being great here.
She is fantastic.
Christina says, it's so boy, she's made more inroads with this family in one dinner than Jenny has in 10 years.
And also I wrote, what a beautiful way. You don't have to support your parent like this.
Oh, she
but what a beauty.
I love these
two.
I
bet she takes care of Jenny a lot.
Oh, yes, she does.
So I feel for her. But what a beautiful thing.
She says, it's nice to meet you, parents. We're trying to let you know how much we care for Submit, and we think he's a great guy. And we'd love, this is such a great way to explain this,
yeah.
We'd love to have you care about my mom the same way.
And we'd love to share our family
and
with your family.
Maybe you could just open your heart a little.
It was beautiful.
I watch it like this.
And I'm sitting there going, how could you say no? Only a monster could shut that down.
Well, then the sister-in-law says something kind of in the middle and says, well, it is hard for Sadhana, the mother, to accept this from where she comes from in this Indian culture. And Christina's like, but it's been 10 years.
And Dad says, but now we're getting phone calls from friends and relatives. Bitter, harsh words from society.
And he's like, we cannot bear it anymore. So what's happening, you guys, is this Indian society culture, let's say culture is more important here, it's a much older than ours, obviously, in our current culture,
yeah.
in a Western American culture.
We talked about this with that article in the BBC. It's a shaming culture, too.
It is. And do you know what shame? Shame here is present because it is a check on the normals. So that society can keep functioning.
Mm-hmm.
That's why shame exists in this culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's so it can keep the mainstream, so it can keep the culture going. Mm-hmm. So it's there for a necessity. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense why you would be shamed if your wife was older, because she couldn't give you children.
Yeah, yeah.
So that way, shame is a way for keeping
sense
the culture.
In outdated terms.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Shame is survival
in
this way.
Mm-hmm.
So you can understand why they're having these thoughts. In a Western way, we see this as, this is ridiculous. Why can't they see it this way?
Also, can I add, too, that this country was heavily colonized, too.
Exactly.
I'm agreeing, though, with what you're saying, that it's been used as a device to control. To not control, that sounds like a negative word, but a way
no, to for culture to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and this is a culture that focuses on veneration of elders.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, so the elders will always have the power.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to suggest that going against a parent would be, it's complete heresy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have, this is a culture where their rules are very, people are laughing at them. I think we've heard people say, yes, they would be getting flack by
their family
members.
But wouldn't they also be, it wasn't just calls and words, but also wouldn't they be excluded from society?
Yes.
So it's actually they're missing opportunities.
Yep.
I was trying to think what we have that is in America.
Country club culture.
But that's so, that doesn't affect the entire.
I agree.
So,
I'm saying that's a microcosm.
I couldn't think of something that we have in America that I think could be a comparable to this.
I agree. Our situation, our civilization isn't that old.
Yeah.
And so I can understand why I don't have to agree with it, but I completely understand why the parents are doing what they're. That's why, y'all, they are in an unwinnable situation.
Yeah.
And what
and Jenny finally gets it.
Now,
I think.
Jenny says, well, that's why if y'all don't want him, me and Submit, I'm just going to take Submit to America. Y'all, their faces.
That was I fucking loved it when
this
Jenny
is the
said
smartest
that.
Thing she's done in years.
Yep.
Even Submit was like, oh,
he was like, I can't believe she said that. And she's like, yeah, I think it's better if you don't, we'll just go live in America. And then we won't be upsetting the family and we won't be seen together.
And y'all, and the brother goes, you've talked about this?
He said, are you really planning on living in America? And Jenny said, yeah, we are planning on it.
The thing about it is,
good for you,
if
Jenny.
If Jenny could get Sumit alone and tell him that, he's like, at least let me have them going. Because what this is doing, this breaks and cracks through their cultural rules. It is the way to do it. Because you're
divorcing yourself from
yes.
the culture. You are
yes.
moving. Because the whole point is to keep people within the confines of this culture.
It's genius. And I hope
I don't think
works.
Jenny realized that.
No, she doesn't.
I think she's just finally fed up with it and sick of it.
No, she wants fettuccine Alfredo.
Who doesn't?
No, I'm saying
she
misses America. She misses fettuccine Alfredo for macaroni grill.
God, now I want that. Tell me you don't want that.
That's
with some chicken.
That's the show, you asshole.
You would eat a plate of it right now if it was in front of you.
Of course, I love fettuccine Alfredo.
Macaroni Grill closed, too, at the Grove, so we don't even have a place to go get it.
There wasn't one at the Grove, was there?
It was a macaroni, or what was it? What was the Italian place?
No, Maggiano's.
Closed.
Yeah. That's shocking.
Is there another Maggiano's?
Thanks, Rick Caruso.
I don't think it was his fault, but whatever.
You always defend billionaires on our show.
Yeah, that's me, the billionaire defender. That's me, everybody. We need to move on. Or we need to go. Y'all,
we need
that's
to go.
The show. Go to realitygaze.com. Be sure to check out our collabs that we've got a lot coming at you this December.
We do.
We've got other things in the fire too for January as well. It's December. Who knew? We're here.
It happens every year.
Well, I was about to say, who knew our holiday special was coming up? But you know what? Maybe I'll move the day and just do it myself.
Holiday special coming up December 11th.
That's for everybody in the Patreon.
We sing carols and songs and the annual reading of Twas the Night Before Christmas.
It is.
We'll be in pajamas.
We won't. But
I will.
I won't. I don't have pajamas.
I don't think I have any pajamas.
I sleep nude. So that's what
I'd
be wearing.
Yikes.
You want to see that?
Did you say nude?
Nude. Yeah, you'll see.
Nude.
Santa's little helper.
Gross.
Now that little. Hey.
Okay, please.
Buddy, it ho-ho-hos regularly. We're in a weird area now. Y'all, but that, we got to tell people. So that is going to be live for people at the $15 video tier. You're going to get to watch it live and interact mm-hmm. with us. And for the rest of you on Patreon, and we'll send a post to Supercast, the rest of you, you will be able to watch it later, that night even. So gather
that,
around.
That
the,
night even.
Gather around that your holiday tree or your whatever. We're going to be celebrating ready.
Your Hanukkah bush.
Hanukkah. All the holidays will be represented. All of them. Poodle,
I don't know if I
planned
on those.
To sing a song for all of them now. It's not going to happen.
In the bleak midwinter. Maybe something like that. I do know the Huron Carol from the Huron people.
I don't know what that is.
The Huron Indians.
Oh.
Huron Native people.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to know how you know that. All right, everybody. Oh, like the lake.
Or the indigenous people.
But no, that's how they... But it's spelled the same way. I'm
yes.
just making Huron. Okay. Where are we? Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. Go to our Instagram where you can see our... And Reality Gaze on our TikTok where you can see our meme queen... meme queens, Christina...
Our meme queens!
And Caitlin are doing it together. Sisters are doing it for themselves. But until then, y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've ever had a helicopter ride to avoid a baby, or you've ever gotten pregnant with one on a helicopter,
that one there,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.